Warning, Florida man found a new place to stash his drugs this week. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, November the 26th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And coming up in episode 111,
Florida Man has a unique excuse for speeding that his wife won't want to hear.
Florida woman gets pissed when she loses an Xbox game.
Florida woman gets pissed when she thinks her boyfriend is cheating on her in his mind.
Is that possible?
According to Florida woman, it is.
And Florida man runs a business out of his home office.
Plus, a Florida man food fight, fill in the blank, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more. So the patrons have spoken, Phil.
Did Bag of Dicks win?
Bag of Dicks did not win.
Oh. Whew. Yeah. I didn't want to fight the SEC on that one.
Nope. We don't have to worry about that. And the winner is Shadyside Media.
Shadyside Media.
Yes, by one vote. That one won. Just came in at the 11th hour. So just before we closed the poll at noon, somebody came in and bumped it up over the second place, which was I Broke Myself.
Did we check to see if it was available?
I did. Yes, it is available.
Oh, that's just what I was doing right now.
Yep. Okay. I didn't check the domain, but
it is available.
Cool. Better order that before this episode goes out then.
Somebody got to sell it to you for $500.
Nope. All right, cool.
So we're going to be Shadyside Media, huh?
Shadyside Media LLC, as soon as all the paperwork is filed.
We're not going to have Slim Shady coming after us, is he?
No. We're not Slim Shadyside Media. There is another Shadyside business in Florida, Shadyside Meat Market.
Shadyside Meat Market.
Isn't that where you want to buy all your meat products?
From the shady side.
It's all dark meat.
Oh, I get it. Shady. Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you were making a racist comment.
No. God. But it must be good meat because
That's what she said.
Yeah. They've been in business since like the late 90s. So almost 20 or a little over 20 years, actually.
All right. So we're now going to have to be official, which means federal. We need an employee ID number so we can pay our intern.
Don't we need to pay ourselves first?
Yeah, that's true. That's what I meant. Well, technically, the intern and me are the same.
All right. Well, we'll get that all taken care of off the air. And
Well, thank you, everyone, for voting and keeping it semi-clean. That was our biggest fear, but I think this will work out just fine.
Yep, that's I like it. Shadyside Media was one of my... Well, that was actually one that you picked last week. And
was it?
Yeah. That was one of my top three, too, or top two. You picked it first, so.
Our first revenue, can we buy a fucking table?
Yeah, we can do that. I saw a nice one over at IKEA when I was there.
I know. I thought you were going to buy it.
Well, we didn't have room in the van for it.
All right. Big ass fucking table.
All right.
With cigars and something.
Oh, there's a guy at work that does custom woodworking. So maybe I'll talk to him about how much it would be to do a custom table.
All right. Slow your roll, Joel. We ain't making thousands right now. We're making tens. So,
all right. Well, do you got any other news this week or?
Let me think. I'm painting the entryway to the house tomorrow. That's about the extent of my news.
So by the time this goes out,
nicely fresh and painted. I'll be high as a kite.
All right.
Sniffing paint fumes all day. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, nothing for me. No trivia this time of year, although I did just get booked for a private trivia event coming up next month, but I can't
private
announce that.
Trivia.
Yeah. I don't know if I...
Is it like a work thing?
It might be. It might be like a work thing or a Christmas party or something.
Sounds exciting, Joel. Story number one, or uno, for our Spanish-speaking friends. Florida woman charged after an argument on Xbox Live escalates into a shooting.
Damn. People get really worked up over their video games.
I am right now. I can attest. I'm not... It's sort of... Yeah. I'm hooked on this tennis game on my iPhone.
Tennis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it like, do you play other people or is it just...
Yeah, it's all over the world.
Really?
Now, what I've learned is if you play in the early in the morning, six, 7 o'clock in the morning, mostly you get Japanese.
Oh, Japanese.
You get a lot of Japanese on there.
Okay.
If you play at night, you get more Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Japanese are a lot better. The Japanese ones kick my ass sideways.
Okay.
So but during the middle of the day now.
You get a lot of Europeans?
You get more of the, that's usually my strong suit. Early in the morning is when, and I'm about to where I can't play in the mornings because they just spank me sideways. So. Mm-hmm.
You usually like that though, don't you?
No, well, not really. No. All right. No, not really. All right, here we go. This comes to us from Fox 35 Orlando. Volusia County deputies say an argument on Xbox Live escalated into a drive-by shooting involving not an AK-47.
Nope.
Not an AR-15.
Not an Uzi.
Not an Uzi. Not a Glock.
Not a 9mm.
One step above a slingshot. It was a BB gun.
Well, they've got some pretty high-powered BB guns now.
Yeah, yeah. Isabel Lewis has been charged with 3 felonies after deputies say the 19-year-old shot at a home with a BB gun. According to...
You get a felony for that?
Apparently.
I remember I was camping.
You used to have BB gun wars.
I mean. Yeah. My friends and I went up camping when I was in college, and we would just, I mean, they were just the little one pump things, but we, yeah, shoot at each other from through the woods, and we,
Red Rider.
We hit my buddy Randall right in the forehead. He got so pissed, he just let the blood drip down from it. He didn't clean it off for the rest of the day.
According to the incident report, the victims were playing on Xbox Live with friends on October the 30th when Lewis and her boyfriend started shouting into the microphone about a $40 disagreement with the victims.
Were they betting on the game?
I don't think they were betting. I think somebody owed somebody $40. Officials say Lewis made threats about shooting up their home.
For $40.
Around 11 p.m., residents on the Lake Mamie Road in DeLand said they heard a loud bang from inside their home. Come on now. A BB gun's not going to make a loud bang.
If it hits your...
Well, if it's a glass,
if it
would.
Yeah, if it hits the screen door or whatever, or the storm door, yeah.
Deputies believe Lewis drove past the victim's house, shot a BB gun at their car and home, which shattered a glass door and damaged a vehicle.
Shattered the glass door, huh? That's... Yeah, I guess that's about all a BB gun can take out is the window, as long as it's not hurricane glass.
And shoot your eye out. I can't wait to watch that movie. I love that movie.
Oh yeah, my wife gets pissed that I just put it on when they play it for 24 hours straight. I'll put it on a loop. She'll turn the TV off. She hates that movie. I love it. It's one of my favorites. I think it's the second best Christmas movie, right behind Die Hard.
Oh no. Au contraire, my friend. Oh, the Griswolds, National Lampoon.
That's in the top 5, definitely. But I like a Christmas story.
What was the song that they sang at the Chinese restaurant?
Yeah, that's not racist.
Yeah, you couldn't do that now.
Nope.
Although
we just did.
Yeah, we just did.
We were quoting.
I was quoting. It's just mind-boggling that this is how you solve an argument on Xbox Live. And again, quote, thank God it wasn't a real firearm, said Sheriff Mike Chitwood. Enough damage was caused by the BB gun, let alone that.
You think Sheriff Mike got made fun of for his name when he was a kid?
No.
Chitwood.
On Thursday, Lewis was arrested and charged with 3 felonies. Sheriff Chitwood said the teens should think about the their consequences before acting.
Well, that goes right against the definition of a teenager.
Yeah.
They don't think about shit till they hit about 24.
Well, until they get caught. You're going to be held accountable, he said. Take a deep breath. You're angry at something? Take a deep breath, Sheriff Chitwood said. And that's why he gets paid the big bucks for diffusing arguments. Take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm. That's why he's not a counselor.
Or a hostage negotiator.
he's just...
What do you got? Take a deep breath.
Well, fuck it. We'll just put him in the cell. But what... It doesn't say what felonies they charged her with.
No, it didn't.
I mean, it's not assault with a deadly weapon because it's a BB gun.
Well...
And there was no person. They were just shot at the empty house. Maybe vandalism.
Vandalism's not a felony, though. Is it?
If you break a window, it could be.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. What have we learned from this, Joel?
Firing a missile into a vehicle, but the vehicle wasn't moving, so that's really not.
If you're going to get mad, take something bigger than a BB gun.
No.
Oh, that's not what we learned?
No.
No. I'm sorry. I take that back.
No. Just take a deep breath.
I set you up for that one, Joel.
Yeah.
That was good. I let you be the hero.
Story number 2, Florida man arrested with a bag of meth wedged deep within a body cavity.
This sounds juicy.
Oh, you have no idea. This is a new one, actually, for us, and this comes from Newsweek. Authorities say a Florida man who was being booked for alleged possession of methamphetamine when he was found to be hiding a further supply of the drug in his belly button cavity.
What?
In the belly button.
How the hell
can... In the navel.
How the hell did he get...
Well, he's not a, what you'd call a little man. An arrest affidavit found by the smoking gun states that Martin Skelly, not to be confused with Martin Shkreli, who is the PharmaBro guy, of St. Petersburg, Florida, was arrested Saturday for allegedly possessing methamphetamine in a 28-gauge needle on his person. The 41-year-old was reportedly discovered with the drug-filled needle at a Clearwater McDonald's after a suspicious person call had been made by an employee at the restaurant.
So he was acting suspicious at the McDonald's.
He was acting so suspicious that the McDonald's employee actually called
the cops. Mickey D called the cops.
How?
That's some tweaking right there.
Fucked up you got to be acting for McDonald's to think it's out of the ordinary.
That's some tweaking.
They see everybody. During processing, a PCSO deputy discovered a small bag of crystal powder substance wedged deep within the belly button cavity of Skelly, said a police officer quoted in the affidavit. I conducted a presumptive test on this substance, and it tested positive for methamphetamine.
That's a deep-ass belly button if you can shove.
Well, here you go. The 380-pound Skelly, Skelly's got a big belly, was apparently carrying 2.8 grams of the drug in the small plastic bag nestled in his belly button. Can you imagine how bad that... I don't know what meth smells like to begin with, but can you imagine how bad that baggy smelled when they pulled it out?
I just got chilled.
Because, you know, he ain't washing in that belly button.
Dude. What else was in there?
Do
you have a knife? A couple cameras, CD player.
Before the discovery, Skelly apparently claimed he did not have any other illegal substances or items in his possession. But after the contraband was discovered, he is said to have told police, quote, I was just being dumb and not thinking, unquote.
So he brought that into the jailhouse?
Apparently so, yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
He forgot about it. Saturday's belly button incident appears to be far from the first of Skelly's encounters with police. His prior arrest record reportedly includes alleged theft, narcotics possession, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving under the influence, and violating probation. He also previously served 3 years in prison on cocaine trafficking charges.
Not your model citizen.
No, Skelly is facing multiple charges, including two felony counts related to the contraband discovery. He's being held in lieu of $9,150 bond.
Damn.
Now, usually meth users that we see in these stories, they're little skinny things.
They're skinny because they don't eat. They just stay up all at night.
Right. That meth helps them burn off.
So I have learned something that I wish to contribute to the story.
What's that?
I love documentaries and especially love World War II documentaries. I did not know this, but when Hitler invaded, when they first started invading Europe, in the countries within Europe, they had a legalized drug there that was sold at pharmacy that they would pass out to the troops like candy, and it was methamphetamine.
Yep.
So every one of Hitler's troops were jacked up on meth because they would go. They were like super soldiers, and things that would normally take a week to invade, they did done in 3 days.
Yeah, the first half.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the end of the 19th century and the first half of the 20th century, there was a lot of pharmaceuticals coming out of Germany. Aspirin and heroin were actually created by Bayer originally, which is a German company. Yeah,
I did not know that the troops that they had the troops jacked up on meth.
Yep, that's how they kept them going and
no fear. Yeah, we'll do it.
Pretty much, sure. I'm thinking being 380 pounds and him having prior trafficking charges. I have a feeling he's not the one who was smoking or injecting the meth. I think he was just selling it.
Well, we don't know what weight he was before he started using the meth.
Oh, that's true. He could have been like 500.
He could have been 500 pounds.
Yeah,
because if that's a lot of fat, I mean, a lot of rolls there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He could have that loose skin from losing a lot of weight. Good point. That would hide a pretty big bag of meth.
Yeah, it would. Especially if you got to shove. That got to be uncomfortable. I don't like messing with my belly button. It just feels weird.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it at that. All right. Moving on to story number 3. Florida man tells a cop he was speeding because he was cheating on his wife.
Was his leg going into spasms and he couldn't?
Well, this was submitted by the intern from WTSP, the intern. Oh, our intern.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That one over there.
That one over there?
Yeah.
Driving more than 90 miles per hour when the speed limit is 55 is going to get the attention of the police.
Usually.
Officers say John Earl Pickard was doing just that on Sunday through Tarpon Springs.
Wait, what's his name?
John Earl Pickard.
It's not Jean-Luc Picard? No?
No.
Any relation?
I'm going to call him Pickard.
Pickard?
Yep.
It looks like a Pickard.
A Pickard?
Yeah.
Picard. It may be.
It's Picard. Got a K. Picard doesn't have a K. This one has a K in it. Yeah.
But I'm going
John Earl, not Jean-Luc.
Yeah, I'm going Picard.
Okay.
The 52-year-old was pulled over, and officers asked him why he was speeding. An arrest report states, according to the arrest affidavit, Pickard told police he was in a hurry because he was cheating on his wife. Officers arrested Pickard and charged him with reckless driving.
So, I don't get the...
Did they actually think they were going to let him off? Oh, really? Well, hurry up and get home, son, before she finds you.
Yeah. The cop obviously isn't a bro. Ain't going to cover for him.
But well, there's more.
Did he say he was going to be home at a certain time, and he lasted a little bit longer with the girlfriend than he usually does? And
Joel, I don't know.
He was running late.
It ain't in the story. All right, I don't know. We're speculating
Terrible reporting.
After he was put into handcuffs, their fresh report says officers found a plastic bag with 2.1 grams of crack cocaine in a shirt pocket.
Wasn't mine.
The affidavit says Pickard spontaneously said he just bought the drugs for $50. Well, he's on a roll. So he's that's his best excuse for speeding. And he says, yeah, I just bought that. So don't for $50, huh? Is that the going rate for 2.1 grams?
No idea.
Well, now we have a point of reference, Joel. So
$25 a gram.
Judge set Pickard's bond at $2,250. He paid it and was released from jail.
Wow.
He had $225 in his pocket, I reckon.
Oh, he didn't spend it all on crack, nope. Apparently.
Apparently he left with $300. Well, $275.
At least.
So I've heard a lot of excuses from police officers of things. I have never heard one come out and say that they got because, I was cheating on my wife and I got to get home, man.
That's original.
Didn't work.
I'm late for work.
I've
told my wife I'd be home. I guess.
I got to pee.
Got to pee. That's a good one. They might actually take mercy on you for that.
I got shit.
Unless they're an asshole and they'll make you sit in the car for a long time while they call it in.
Mm-hmm. Wife's pregnant.
Oh, heading to the hospital. Yeah, she's giving birth. Yep. Where is she?
Oh, shit.
I forgot her.
Who? Oh, yeah. Those are good ones. Cheating on your wife, probably not one that's going to even get a debate going.
Nope. Especially if it's a lady cop.
Oh, yeah. Food fight! Well, now it's time for the Florida man.
Food fight. And this one comes to us from Oxygen.com.
Oxygen, huh?
Yep. They're getting into the true crime lately, doubling down on all their forensic files and shows like that. But this one, you're going to like this one, Phil. Florida woman bites her boyfriend's penis during a jealous rage.
Mm. Why would I like that, Joel?
That was sarcasm, Phil.
Oh, okay.
A Florida woman is accused of drunkenly attacking her boyfriend by grabbing him, poking him with a knife, and even biting his crotch.
Through his pants? Or was he naked?
That was not.
Well, that's kind of an important piece of reporting that should have been disclosed.
Yes. Esperanza Gomez, age 33, and her...
I could have said that, by the way. I had Esperanza down.
Okay. Age 33, and her boyfriend began drinking beers at 9 p.m. Wednesday night, hours before the violent incident, according to a Miami-Dade Police Department arrest affidavit. At around midnight, a female friend came over to the apartment and began partaking in the beer drinking session with.
So we're thinking menage a trois here.
Well, apparently Esperanza was thinking that the boyfriend was thinking about the menage a trois because at some point the female guest left. And shortly after, quote, the defendant and victim began to argue with Gomez, accusing her boyfriend of wanting to have sex with the other woman, according to the affidavit.
So it wasn't consensual. Oh, man. Rookie mistake.
No, he didn't. Actually say,
oh,
she accused him of wanting to.
Oh, okay.
I see the way you looking at her.
Oh.
Nah, baby.
I got none but eyes for you.
Yeah. The victim has not been named, which is typical of any alleged domestic violence incident. As the fight escalated, Gomez, quote, forcefully grabbed him by both of his arms and began to yell and scream at him, unquote, before poking him with the knife, according to authorities.
Where'd she poke him at?
While responding officers later noted they didn't see any substantial injuries from the knife on the victim, they stated he did have 3 red marks and redness to his upper chest area.
So he had clothes on, so he just stabbed him with something. She didn't penetrate.
I guess not. The victim also stated that the defendant bit his penis out of frustration. The affidavit states the victim did not want treatment for that alleged injury.
So if you're sitting there fighting with somebody and she's got you... How'd you let her get on her knees and bite your damn dick?
I know. I mean, usually when the mouth is going near that area, it's a good thing.
Not if she's pissed off.
But when she's pissed off,
she's got a knife.
If she still has her teeth and a knife. Keep it away.
If she still has her teeth.
Yeah. I mean, if she doesn't, she's just going to gum you.
That's true.
And that ain't going to hurt.
How do you know? You ever had a gummy job?
Can't say that I have.
Yeah, me either. Well, we have that to look forward to.
Yep. Additionally, the victim told police that, quote, he has been hit before by Gomez, but said nothing was done about it. He said that during this incident, he told his girlfriend to stop hurting him or else he would call 911. Gomez was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and battery. Her bond was set at $6,500. It's not clear if she has a lawyer who can speak on her behalf at this time.
Damn. I just understood how did she get near the junk in the fight? Because if she's like on her knees.
Yeah, you got it. But
how did that happen?
So many questions left unanswered.
Not impressed with Oxygen's reporting here.
No, we need to. I think we need to host a journalism seminar for our up and coming journalism students in the state of Florida.
All right.
Now it's time for fill in the blank. I remember, Phil, last week I told you didn't even need all three, but
I got it first time
last
week.
I'm giving you three chances now to fill in the blank. Florida couple win a blank in a radio station contest.
Wait a minute.
Don't click on it.
I'm not. How? All right, we ain't got to put this in there, but just a question. How does woman bites her boyfriend's penis go into Florida man food fight?
She got his chorizo.
That's what we're going with now?
Yep. It's in the title, chorizo chomper.
I don't even know what that is.
It's the Spanish word for sausage.
I don't speak Mexican, Joel.
All right. Florida couple wins a blank in a radio station contest.
All right. First one.
Yep.
Goat.
No.
It's got to be Florida man-ish.
Yep.
A radio station. You sure it's not goat?
I am sure it's not goat.
Damn, it's a tough one. Florida couple win a blank in a radio station contest. Alligator.
No. Last chance.
Airboat.
You are incorrect. You were closest with the goat because...
This is a chicken.
Because a baby goat is known as a kid, and this Florida couple won a baby in a radio station contest. And before you think, that's not legal, you can't give away somebody's baby. No. Well, a win the baby contest hosted by a radio station helped turn one Florida couple into parents. The contest, which was hosted by Southwest Florida's B1039 in November 2017... offered one woman the chance to receive a free round of in vitro fertilization and all the medication needed. The sweepstakes called for videos from women explaining why they'd be a great mom, the radio station said in a blog post. The winners of the contest in 2017 were Krista and Anthony Rivera of Cape Coral. The couple welcomed their son, Garrett Campbell Rivera, into the world in August of 2019. We certainly don't know how to do anything the easy way, but we are still blessed beyond measure, Krista Rivera told B1039 in August. IVF costs, on average, roughly $20,000 a cycle and is not, in most cases, covered by insurance. For the majority of the infertile population, this means they either have to take on considerable debt or avoid receiving treatment and likely the chance to have children. Approximately 8 million babies have been born as a result of IVF around the world, according to Dr. Richard J. Paulson, immediate past president of the American Society for Reproductive Medicine. Quote, when we thought we couldn't have a baby, it was just crushing, unquote, Krista Rivera told CNN affiliate WFTX. Without the contest, we definitely would not have been able to have our dream of having a baby.
All right. So they didn't give away the baby. They gave away in vitro fertilization.
Yes. Which led to the baby.
And how is that close to a goat?
Goat's a kid.
Kid. That's a horrible...
Well, I didn't give you that as a clue, and that was from Fox43.com.
So this was local. So B103 yes. Got...
Yep. I have to drive past this radio station on my way home.
Huh. I wonder which doctor donated it then. Why would they... That's a lot of money for an ad for a promo.
Yep.
Still pretty good. Huh.
Yep.
Who'd have thunk it? Only in Florida.
It's a happy story for once.
Story number five, Florida man charged with performing home dentistry without a license. From Fox4Now.com. Is that here? Fox 4
that's, yeah, that's our local station.
A Florida man is facing several charges after an undercover detective said the man was doing home dental work without being a licensed dentist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kind of need...
You kind of... That's one of those things.
A degree. Education.
Yeah. Proper tools.
Yep.
Not a
folding chair
and a crescent wrench. Or maybe vice grips.
Vice grips could work depending on if
vice grip, for channel extraction. Locks, channel locks. Yeah. Needle nose if it's got a little shards left over.
True. Yeah. And if they're just going in for a cleaning, you can just use a
Dremel.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good way. That's a good idea.
I know, right?
That could save
so
me a lot
of money. So many possibilities.
Yeah. I'll have to try that.
With the wire thing on the end of it. Like you clean metal with.
Yeah. That's for the
tough ones. That's when you got a lot of plaque.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. According to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office, 33-year-old Jose Masferandez of Wesley Chapel offered to do dental work at his house to an undercover agent. The agent says Masferandez offered a tooth extraction and antibiotics for $150, an additional numbing medication for
$20. The Novocaine cost extra?
Or a bottle of Jack.
Oh, my God.
The agent went to the home and found the type of equipment found in a professional dental office. Mas Fernandez admitted to offering services from his home and confirmed he was not licensed to do so. He's charged with practicing dentistry without a license, possession of dental equipment, and possession of prescription drugs with intent to sell.
Ooh, they got him on possession of prescription drugs.
Yeah, the antibiotics.
The
pain medicine, the numbing medication.
Maybe, unless it was just Ambisol.
Huh?
I said unless it was just Ambisol.
For $20.
But this is a...
I didn't know it's a felony, or well, no, it wasn't charged. It was a charge that you cannot possess dental equipment?
Not if you're not a dentist.
Really?
I guess.
Huh.
Well, I do have a little bit of personal knowledge of this type of story, because this is not the first time that this has happened in Florida. There was actually a man, it was about 16 or 17 years ago, because it was about a year before my daughter was born, next door to me and my wife. The house next door, there was a guy doing this exact same thing. He had a full-on dental chair, all the equipment, and an x-ray machine.
An x-ray machine in the house?
In the house, next to our house, like 50 feet from our bedroom, unshielded. And the fucker skipped town before the cops raided his house. He must have got tipped off. So I don't know if they ever caught him, but yeah, he's got...
Where does one go about buying a black market x-ray machine?
I have no fucking clue. I don't know. Because the guy that did it next to our house, he actually worked as a dental technician.
He just did this on the side?
No. He worked at a dentist's office, and he did this on the side, yeah, at his house. So, like, we figured, you know, every once in a while, somebody would ride up on their bike or pull in the driveway, and they go in the house. They'd be in there for like 20 minutes, half an hour, and then they leave. We figured the guy was just selling drugs. Nope. He was pulling teeth and doing cleanings and fillings and all kinds of shady shit.
Maybe he was just practicing.
Well, he was obviously practicing because he wasn't a licensed dentist. And I guess he was going to school, dental school, but he wasn't officially graduated yet.
Graduated.
Yep. But yeah, like I said, he skipped town like the day before the cops raided the house.
Huh.
I was gonna talk to the local TV news reporter, and my wife told me, "Don't you say a word."
Is that how she said it?
Pretty much. she was outside. I was at the front door when the reporter knocked on the door, so I was just gonna, you know how they always film the neighbor and say, "Oh, he was a quiet guy, kept to himself," because that's exactly what I was said. So I never even met the guy, but he was.
So how'd you find out neighbor. They were doing X-rays?
The police.
Oh.
Yeah, because the cops came and told us. They said, "Hey, by the way, you guys might want to see a doctor."
Did you?
I mean, nothing extra.
I mean, what do you do? Go and ask, "Hey, have I got radiation poisoning?"
Obviously, I didn't, because I'm still alive.
Well, the one thing, when they did mine last, 2 weeks ago now, or a week ago now, whatever, it was my leg, so my foot. And they x-rayed it, and they put the lead thing, they put it over my crotch.
Yes.
Which I thought was very, very, very nice of them. Mm-hmm. I didn't need radiation. Now, unless it was like the Hulk and the exposure of
the
extra x-rays.
Dick green?
No, it'd get bigger when I get mad. I thought, you know, hey, do me a favor, dude. Leave that thing off on the side a little bit.
I don't think they're gamma rays, Phil. They're x-rays.
Well, still, you don't know.
No, that's literally what they're called, x-rays.
I know that, but...
Different letter.
Fine.
All right, moving on to our final story.
No, I don't want a green dick. I want it to get grown up when I'm going to get so mad. Dumbass.
I would rather mine get big when I get happy.
Well, ain't how it works for the Hulk.
That's how it works for me. Story number six. Florida man, quote, would say anything to have SWAT respond. Cops say. So he called in a bomb threat.
So he had an asphyxiation of SWAT.
He liked watching the.
All right, Joel, real quick. You have 10 seconds. What does SWAT stand for?
Special Weapons and Tactics.
Damn it. You only need three.
You just asked the trivia guy what an acronym stands for?
Well, I actually knew that one. So.
Okay. This one's from the Miami Herald.
Actually, I thought it was special.
No. You thought it was what?
Special Weapons and Tits.
You literally thought that's what it stood for?
No.
You were just hoping?
I was hoping. Maybe I thought this was an X-rated story from the Miami Herald.
No. A South Florida man is behind bars after deputies say he repeatedly called 911 and made several threats, including a bomb threat, just to get the SWAT team to visit him.
Huh. He couldn't write a letter and maybe had a sick kid or something to maybe some gifts or a donation if they showed up?
Well, nope. Jason Morse's first call started off as a complaint about his neighbor throwing trash and trying to block his door. But then Morse told dispatch he would kill the man if police didn't respond, according to an October 3rd probable cause affidavit. When Broward deputies arrived at his Lauderdale Lakes home, they couldn't find him. Then the next call came in. The 47-year-old told dispatch he had murdered his neighbor, had hostages, and couldn't remember what happened, states the affidavit. Quote, and I have two dead bodies. Do you want me to make it three? Unquote, Morse told the deputies, according to the report. Based on his threats, the Broward Sheriff's Office said it had to call in fire rescue, deputies, detectives, and the SWAT team, who eventually took Morse into custody without incident. Deputies said Morse confessed to making a false bomb threat just to have law enforcement respond and told them, quote, he would say anything to get a response from SWAT, unquote.
That's fantastic. Great use of taxpayers' money right
there. This is a weird fetish.
Had he done it before?
He tried it before. The first call, he wasn't there when they showed up. A judge ordered Morse to be remanded and booked into the Broward County Jail Wednesday. He's facing felony charges relating to making a false bomb threat and misusing the 911 system to the extent it cost Broward County more than $100 in its emergency response. I think that's just a threshold.
That's just a threat. Yeah.
Because
you're looking at tens of thousands there.
Yeah. The Broward County Sheriff's Office did not disclose how many calls Morse made, how much time deputies spent on the situation, or how much money their response cost. Just that it was more than $100.
Dude, go downtown and just go visit them or something.
Well, you don't know. They're not going to respond in all the gear and shit if they're just on a regular day. He's got to basically listen to the scanner app and wait for him to be called in on an actual threat. Which hopefully is hardly ever happening. Did you ever hear about the guys who would call SWAT on random people on the internet?
No.
Like if they were playing online games with somebody and they lost and they got pissed off, they would find the opponent's real address and they would spoof a phone number and that looked like it was local to that person, and then call 911 and say, hey, I got hostages, blah, blah, blah. You better come and get me. And they send him to that guy's address, and SWAT team comes in and raid the house. And it's just a guy sitting there playing video games, like wondering what the fuck's going on. One guy actually got killed by the cops for doing that.
Really?
Yeah. It's called swatting.
Swatting.
Swatting. Yeah.
Huh. Well, so far I hadn't been swatted by my tennis game yet.
Better watch out.
I know.
Those Japanese fuckers are.
I know. Very good.
They'll take you
out.
Quick. Well, the Japanese you probably don't have to worry about. It's the Chinese.
Well, I can't tell which one it is. It's just in hieroglyphics. I mean, it's in the it's the symbols, not hieroglyphics. Oh, that's not right. It's not what I mean. It's the symbols. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's Chinese or Japanese. Well, Japanese don't. Yeah, they do too.
Yeah, they do too.
So I don't know. Or Korean. It's one of it.
Oh, it could be. You might be playing against Kim Jong Un.
I did spank one pretty bad today.
You better watch out. They might swat.
I can only play a little bit at a time. Then I get all worked up.
All right,
we
need to get finished up with this because I don't want to be around here much longer if you're getting swatted tonight.
All right, fine. And that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like our show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pandora, or wherever you listen to Florida Men. And we got this review on Apple Podcasts this week. Funny Crimes, 5 stars. Love the show. It's great to hear crime funnies without too much depressing murder. And that comes from Grand Rapidians. I think that means they're from Grand Rapids. I don't know if it's Minnesota or Michigan. I'm gonna assume Michigan because that's
going
where
I'm with from. Michigan.
Yep.
All right. Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. And we got this email this week from Jake, and he's the one that sent in our quickie last week. He said, I hate to sound like Matt from Washington State, but let Phil know that Homa is pronounced Homa.
Did I screw it up?
You said Huma.
No.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Son of a bitch. That's the one from Louisiana. I said I knew how it was pronounced because I used to live.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Homa. I know that.
Well, that's not what you said last week.
How much Tito's had I had last night?
I don't know. You want to read this other email from Kim?
From Kim C.
Yes.
Hey, guys. I'm going to try not make this too long. First, I want you to know a little bit about me. I am a Florida native. Here's my timeline. Born in Jacksonville, moved to Gainesville when I was about 3 months. Moved to North Carolina from 2000 to 2002, back to Jacksonville, Cape Coral in the 2010, Jacksonville 2017, back to Cape Coral in 2018.
So it sounds like she's local now.
Thank you for reminding me. I fucking hate Jacksonville, but have to visit every now and then because my family is there.
Okay.
I'm on number 59, trying hard to catch up. Then I will become a patron. I love it when Phil gets aggravated with Joel, and all you hear is Phil huffing and puffing in the mic. That cracks me up.
Well, it's been a little bit of the opposite of that one this episode.
I love you guys. Would love to sit with you during the show. I'll provide the alcohol.
Deal.
Just remember, we're not all crazy and stupid, LOL. Fuck you, Tracy. Keep on keeping on, guys.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you can come hang out with us.
Yeah, especially if you're... Phil loves it if you...
you bring in free booze.
Exactly.
Deal. Hit us up, Kim. If you would like to support the show financially, you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridaman. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman, or you can send us something from our Amazon wish list. The link is in the show notes.
We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are at the Jacksonville tier, Cassandra, David, and Wally. At the Tampa tier, Roxanne, Stephanie, Colin, Kurt, One Foot in the Grave Podcast, Kat, and Michael. At the Tallahassee tier, Matthew from Washington State, Koneth, Erica, Heather and Josh,
woohoo!
Paradise After Dark Podcast, Nicole, McKenna, Matt, Taya, and JP. At the Daytona tier, Katie and Jessica. At the Orlando tier, the Space Coasties, Steve and Danielle, and Lata. And at the Miami tier, Travis.
So Travis had an idea for our reveal of the name of the LLC.
Yeah, he did, in case we had a tie for the top one,
yeah.
We wanted to pick one at random. I suggested that we would just flip a coin, but he was like, no, you gotta.
So this is what genius comes up with.
Yeah, let me pull up my text from him just to get the exact.
While I appreciate, and I know where he's going with this, and it does sound pretty damn cool, ain't no fucking way I'm going that much trouble for this.
All right. I said, we'll flip a coin. He said, really? Got to come up with a better way. Do it like a baby reveal. Assign a color to a name, then let Phil randomly shoot one without him knowing which is which. Video it and put it out on the website and Facebook. Put the color in balloons and let Phil shoot it. Then the color explodes and the name's revealed.
Yeah, I could see me going to the local gun range and going, hey, here's the deal. I need two balloons, and I'm going to put some paint in them, and I'm going to run it down the range and shoot it.
Yeah,
yeah.
That they're going to love that.
They're going to love that.
Oh, and we got to clean that up, right?
And then we got to clean it up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. They.
I love you, man, but damn. Come on. Come on, man. This program is provided for information use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast. Actually, we need to change this. Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Shadyside Media, LLC, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Don't take medical advice from a podcast,
especially us.
Yeah, you're fucking right. And do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida.
Oh, don't you do it.
And mixed.
Don't do it.
In a plastic baggie lodged deep in a belly button.
That is fucking nasty. It's nasty. And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Battle of the Florida Man. And Tracy
can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. Got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can. He lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida man.
I don't like messing with my belly button. It just feels weird.